just wrap up the last two points in the world of Amir La'akum. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. As a gentleman, have Rosh Chodesh as a riddle, and then next week maybe we'll have a few days of Erev Shavuos to talk about some other things. Two more areas where there's a permit where Amir La'akum is permitted. Three more areas where Amir La'akum is permitted. One of them is in a case where there's a mitzvah for the rabbim. It's not a shalom, you're going to be paskening. I just want you to know that it exists. The Erev comes down, and you can fix it. Ayin Le'akum. Meanwhile, people don't know the Erev is down. People are going to carry on Shabbos. So even though it involves a malacha deraisa to fix the Erev, but you'd be allowed to tell a goy to do this work, and not you to do this work to fix, put the Erev back in place to prevent all these people from transgressing, carrying on Shabbos. So that'd be a case where if it's a mishnah of the rabbin, it's going to be permitted. Similarly, for a mitzvah of the rabbin, this is a machloikis, and many poskim permit this, that for case of a mitzvah of the rabbin, the lights go out on the shul and you can't lane. So what, you want to have the nadjo come in and turn on the lights. Seem like the vav malacha the rice of turning on the lights. It's a mitzvah of the rabbin, so you're going to be permitted to tell a nadjo to do a malacha on Shabbos for the purpose of a mitzvah of the rabbin. Again, this is a machloikis, but many places can permit that. The last area, which is also a machloikis, excuse me, is the area called Amira La'Amira. If you ask, the issue of telling a non-Jew to do work is the Rabbanan. So we said that the Heter Shus to Shus, say, is Amira La'Amira called a Shus to Shus? You're telling one Jew to tell another, one non-Jew, to tell another non-Jew. So that's two Rabbanans. Is that permitted or not? So Mr. Burr brings down that the Avodah is a Gershuni pass, and this is Osir. This is not called, and that's not called Shus to Shus, and that's not going to be Mutter. The Chavis Yor, on the other hand, passing that this case is mutter, that's called a shus to shus, and it's going to be mutter. Mishmur comes out in the mokum of if it's a large financial loss, then a person can be samech on the heter of the Chavis Yor and allow that. So let's say a person has a situation, which is the most common situation where it could come up, is if a person has to get a very, very important document somewhere, and it's Friday, and it must be there by the next day. So you want to overnight it. So you're asking a non-Jew to do work to transport this item from city A to city B. You're asking them to do this malacha, which is a malacha deraisa. So even normally for a hefsid gadol, you're not going to permit, there's no heter for a mir lakam on a deraisa, even by a hefsid gadol. But what really is happening, you're going and you're talking to the guy behind the counter, who's going to then talk to somebody else and arrange it. You are not directly in any type of contact with the person who's doing the driving, that's where the malacha deraisa is taking place. So if your person would, need to, in that situation, I think he should definitely consult with the rabbi before he decides upon himself to do that. But that those circumstances, it's a case of Amira La'Amira. If it's a very large financial loss, person would be samech on the head of Amira La'Amira to tell the fellow behind the counter to overnight it and get it delivered there the next day. And then this is also because even though it's a kabbalah, normally this would be also, even though it's a kabbalah and it's a contractor, they're undertaking the job, but even by a contractor, if you tell him specifically to do it on Shabbos, it's usher. And you're telling him you must have it there tomorrow, means that you're telling the person, do it on Shabbos. But over here it's mutter because it's based on the rule of Amira La'Amira. Okay, have a good morning.